9 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Get down on it.
Union dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on
if
it.
If you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on
get
it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
Minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in.
Right in.
Ain't afraid to fall and you give it all. She got the best of me.
To 7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know?
More minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get older, you wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind. So live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Just 5 more minutes until Rough Riders baseball. Until Rough Riders baseball.
Wednesday, I
Rough Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the eastern cold, carving the wind, and dawn of your eyes, dust off your stride, when you say us, you make me trust, I will never keep you from an open door, I know, you know.
Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Zach Bigley.
Oh, it's certainly good to be back at Riders Field. Zach Bigley will join us for the call of the game, and later on the pregame show, Chris Jarrett with you on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. A 12-game road trip in the rearview mirror, and now the Frisco Rough Riders back at Riders Field. They welcome in the Midland Rock Hounds for a six-game series starting today. We welcome you to our broadcast in Frisco, Texas. Again, a noon start, 12:05 first pitch between Midland and Frisco. This is a pair of teams, well, for the Rough Riders, they held that top spot through the entire season and even leaking into last year, but now two games behind San Antonio. It's the Missions at 30-25. They've won 7 of their last 10, but the Rough Riders have fallen in 7 of their last 10, sliding them closer to that 500 mark. They enter this Tuesday series debut at 29-28. And it's the home record at 13-14 that the Riders look to improve against the 26-31 Midland Rock Hounds, a AA affiliate of the Oakland Riders in the cream white home uniforms, and certainly happy to have them back in North Texas. It was a bit of a bang-up stretch in Wichita and in Amarillo, two teams that can really knock it to you. And for Frisco, pitching really solid against Wichita They shut out the Wind Surge in the first game that was postponed from the end of May to June 1st. So it was logged as a May 1st game, but 3-0. But then they ultimately would go on to fall in four of the final five games against the Wind Surge. And then starting out with a deadlock series at a game apiece against Amarillo after falling on Tuesday, they took the Wednesday game 4-0. But then back-to-back 11-10 heartbreakers on Thursday and Friday before winning Saturday 16-12, setting them up to try and split the series, but they fell in the Sunday finale against the Sod Poodles 9-3. So hoping for a bounce-back effort this week and looking for a fresh start. A couple of promotions for the Rough Riders, a lot of roster movement just in the last week alone. We'll have plenty of time to talk about it with a 12:05 first pitch between Midland and Frisco, starting a six-game series this afternoon. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network, come back and take a look at the starting pitching matchup and around the rest of the Texas League on this Tuesday series debut between Midland and Frisco. That's next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Effort to maintain a healthy lawn. Russell Jenkins here at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Save time and let our professionals take care of anything your outdoors might need, from lawn care and maintenance to landscaping, irrigation, and pool services for your home or business. Visit us online at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olson, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Mensch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home!
Anthem, so we'll step aside from Riders Field, come back quickly for starting lineups. And we'll take you through what to expect in today's series debut between Midland and Frisco. First pitch at 12:05 on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Just about set to meet today's starting lineups, and we'll do the same on air as we're back on the Riders Baseball Network. 12:05 first pitch time between Frisco and Midland. Starting first for the Rough Riders, the center fielder J.P. Martinez in the top spot. It's Johnny Ornelas that had a difficult road trip. He's bumped down to the two spot, the shortstop batting second. Justin Foscue working his way back on the roster after a bit of a hiatus on the road. The second baseman, Foscue, batting third. And in left field, Dustin Harris batting fourth. Blaine Krim, the DH, batting fifth. Jax Biggers, the third baseman, batting sixth. Josh Stowers in right, batting seventh. And Jordan Procession at first today, batting eighth. It's Matt Watley catching, batting ninth. Quickly for Midland of Max Schumann batting first, Brett Harris second, Logan Davidson batting third, the shortstop, and Jordan Diaz, the first baseman, batting fourth. J.J. Schwarz, the designated hitter, will bat fifth. Kyle McCann catching. Marty Bacina in left field batting seventh. Austin Beck, the center fielder, batting eighth. And Chase Calabuig in right field batting ninth. We'll step aside for the final time. Zach Bigley joins us for the call of the game. Game one between Frisco and Midland coming up at 12:05 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Check swing and a miss. He got him.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut on and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
Temptation. The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
The Rough Riders are back home as they start a six-game series with the Midland Rockhounds and playoff implications on the line as we get down the stretch in the first half of play. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Riders Field. The Rough Riders just finished up a 12-game road trip, and now they are back home for the first time in 2 weeks to face off against the Oakland Athletics-affiliated Midland Rockhounds. Midland coming with the humidity and sunshine up above, winds blowing out to left field at 20 miles an hour. Brennan working from the first base side of the rubber. He's back into his windup, and he deals in. A high pop-up right side, shallow. Josh Stowers tracing in, and he's under it to make the catch. One away, here's Brett Harris in from the two side. Harris hitting .327 on the year. Tim Brennan making his first start for the Rough Riders this season. Brennan has been in long relief for Frisco this year, and he has been really good in his time with the Rough Riders. The opening day starter last year against these same Midland Rockhounds. Here's the offering in. That dips low off the outside corner in the dirt, and it's one ball and no strikes. Brennan, a 25-year-old, 6'4", 212-pounder, native of Philadelphia, went to his hometown, St. Joseph's. The offering. A high pop-up, right side, foul territory. A long run for Procession, and he makes a basket. No, he dropped it. Right at the warning track, he dropped the ball. So it looked like he was ready to make the catch right there, and he dropped it in and out of his glove. So still one out. It's one ball and one strike now on Harris. Brennan making his sixth overall appearance for Frisco. He looks over his glove, back into his wind, the 1-1. Swing and a foul off Whatley. Back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes. 1-0 with a 0.79 ERA for Brennan. He's allowed just one run in 11 and a third innings so far. And he had his best outing of the year, his last time out, relieving Jack Leiter in game one of the series in Amarillo. He went three shutout innings, allowing just one hit while striking out three and not walking anybody. It's a game in which the Rough Riders just used two pitchers, with Leiter who went five, and then Brennan finished the last three. Rough Riders lost that game 7-4. 1-2 on Brett Harris. Hands low with it, but again, right side, foul territory. Procession watches this go into the stands. Still one ball, two strikes on Harris. Harris, the third baseman today for Midland. To introduce you to the defense behind Tim Brennan today, which you'll be using a lot. A big ground ball pitcher. He's back into his windup in the 1-2 on the way. Low off the outside corner, we're even at 2-2. Dustin Harris out in left field, J.P. Martinez in center, and Josh Stowers in right. Jax Biggers has third, Johnny Ornelas man short, Justin Foscue at second, and Procession has first. The offering is hit high in the air down the right field line. Stowers jogs in again. He's under it near the line, makes the running catch. Two outs. So we said, big ground ball pitcher. Well, that's two fly ball outs in the first two batters that Tim Brennan faces. Here's Logan Davidson now. Davidson, the shortstop, one of the top prospects in the A's organization. Tim Brennan came in with an over 70% ground ball rate into this outing. 70% of the balls he has put in play against him on the ground. The pitch, that's just inside, one ball, no strikes. And two fly ball outs to start things here in the first. Isaias Barba has balls and strikes behind the plate. 1-0. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Ray Patchen, our first base umpire. Casey James, who's making his Double-A debut down the third base line. He just came up from the South Atlantic League. 2-0. Ground ball, first base side. Procession has it measured. He easily scoops it up, takes it to the bag himself, and the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion for Tim Brennan. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom half of the first inning. Our score, it's the Rockhounds nothing, and the Rough Riders coming to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual...
Yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
J.P. Martinez sent to lead it off for the Riders in the home half of the first inning. Ty Dameron, the left-hander on the mound. He's ready from the stretch, and the first pitch of the bottom half of the first. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him, it's 0-1. Rough Riders... And a nice inning from Tim Brennan in the top of the first inning. He went 1-2-3. And now they try to put up some offense. Dameron, who's very familiar with Frisco, ready from the stretch in the 0-1. A bunt foul back behind home, up over the netting, and it's 0-2. I feel like we've seen this man, Ty Dameron, about a million times over the last 2 years. Seems like it's been pretty darn close to that. He's ready from the stretch. We know for sure he's making his second start against the Riders this year. The Texas Tech product offers home a soft fly ball into shallow right center field. And Max Schumann, the second baseman, is back. He makes the catch. Pop out to second. One away in the first. No score for Johnny Ornelas. Dameron's first start against Frisco came on April 29th down in Midland. 5 2/3 innings, allowing 4 runs on 10 hits. He struck out 4 and walked 1. Overall this season, he's 1-3. A 4.89 ERA. Left-hander against the righty Ornelas. First pitch. Ornelas shows bunt. No strikes. Ornelas having another really strong season. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch. Inside, 2 balls, no strikes. Entering into this game, third in the Texas League, hitting .341, but he's the current active leader in batting average. The two above him have both been promoted to AA. 2-0. A line drive into left center field, and that splits the gap. Beck cuts it off. Ornelas around first, and he stops right there. A one-out single for Johnny Ornelas, and he continues to hit. Brings Justin Foscue up. I should say the two in front of him have been promoted to AAA. And so no longer in AA. And Manuel Valdez currently leads the league in batting average. It's very similar to Ezekiel Duran for the Rough Riders, who's now up in the big leagues, but still leads all minor league baseball in doubles with 24. Pretty crazy. It's been up there for about 2 weeks now. Foscue in from the 3 spot. Second baseman for the Rough Riders, hitting right-handed. Dameron ready from the stretch. And the pitch. Foscue takes down low and inside. 1 ball and no strikes. Dameron overall this season, 42 1/3 innings pitch entering into this one. Not a big strikeout guy. 37 strikeouts to 20 walks this year. And the big thing for him, he's given up a ton of hits. He offers. Fastball for a strike in the inside corner. 1 ball, 1 strike. 61 hits in 42 1/3 innings. Opponents are hitting .351 against the left-hander today. He stretches. 1-1. Foscue takes one on the outside corner for a strike, and it's now 1-2. Defense behind Dameron looks like this. Marty Bikina in left field. Austin Beck in center. Chase Calabuig in right. The left-hander comes set. Looks over at Ornelas at first. And kicks home the 1-2. Swinging a high chopper out to third. Brett Harris has it. On to second for one. Relay to first. Got him around the horn. 5-4-3. Double play. Side comes to a close in the first inning for the Rough Riders. A single by Johnny Ornelas. He's erased on the double play. And we're Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come into score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outdoor.
Here with himself. He's making his 4th career start against Midland. The 1-0. Off the outside corner and low, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Brennan made just 7 appearances all of last season. 3 of them were against Midland. 2-0. A high drive deep to left field, down the line, and gone. Jordan Diaz cracks a solo home run to left field. 1-0 Midland. 2-0 pitch, and he hammered it out to left field. And that's just the second run all season surrendered by Tim Brennan. For Diaz, that's his 10th home run of the year, 36th RBI. Brennan now deals with J.J. Schwarz. And the first pitch. On the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. It's a Rough Riders team that pitched in a very hitter-friendly ballpark last week in Amarillo. 0-1. Way off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. But surprisingly didn't struggle giving up the home run ball. Rough Riders only surrendered 5 total home runs in the 6-game series last week. 1-1. Ground ball, squibbing along the dirt, out to second base. Right to Justin Foscue to his left. He picks and throws him out. One away in the second, one run in. It's 1-0 Rockhounds, and here's Kyle McCann. McCann, the catcher, in from the left side. Rough Riders on the offensive side, though, in that series, they did a ton of damage. The pitch. Chopper, first baseline, right to Jordan Procession. 2 hops. He picks chest high, takes it to the bag himself, and there are 2 outs. 1-0. Rockhounds lead it. This is a Midland club that is in the top half of the Texas League in home runs. That was their 67th as a team. They don't have a single player in double digits, though, until today with Diaz. The pitch. Off the outside corner and low, 1-0. Diaz hitting his 10th home run of the year to make it 1-0 here in the second. Frisco hitting 17 home runs in that series. The pitch. It's just low, and it's 2-0. The most in minor league baseball over that stretch, 17. And it wasn't even close. The next closest was 12. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Good pitch down low and inside. 2-1. And now Brennan will try and tamp down this Midland offense. They split with Springfield last week, winning 3 games in a row at one point in that series. The 2-1 is cut on and missed. And it's 2-2. Brennan making his first start of the year and his 6th overall appearance. 2-2. Low and outside, 3-2. Brennan comes at you with everything but the kitchen sink. He'll go sinker, 4-seam, cutter, curveball, slider, and change. He's back into his windup in the 3-2. High pop-up back behind home, and it falls short of us into the seats. A foul ball, still 3-2. 2 out, spaces clear, 1-0 Midland. Top of the second.
Scary flashback for you?
Yeah, a little bit. Last time we were here, we got a foul ball back up in the booth.
Seems like a long time ago.
It's kind of funny adjusting the vantage point, being down in Amarillo, where you're down the right field line with the press box. The 3-2, it foul at the plate. Still 3-2. It's nice being back behind home, that's for sure. Nice being home in general. Good to have you back, Chris.
Good to be back. Certainly missed just being in the loop of Riders baseball. It's tough to just listen to the broadcast when you can when you're so far away. So it's good to have the guys back, and you can tell that all smiles are happy to be back in town.
Absolutely. There's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider off the outside corner, and Tim Brennan picks up his first strikeout. Side retired, but not before a solo home run for Jordan Diaz makes it 1-0 Midland as we go to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, Carpetex Air Duct Cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from Carpetex. Call Carpet Tech and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ty Dameron back to the hill after facing the minimum in the first. Gave up a base hit to Johnny Ornelas, but got a double play behind him, and he faces the middle third. Dustin Harris, Blaine Krim, and Jax Biggers for Frisco. 1-0, Midland down in front. Bottom half of the second inning on a toasty day here in Frisco. It's home to Harris. The fastball clips the inside edge, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Dameron making his third career start against the Rough Riders. One game last year, allowing four runs in 5 2/3 innings. The pitch is driven foul right side. And it's now 0-2 on Harris. Rough Riders a season ago went 13-11 against the Rockhounds. Here's the stretch in the 0-2. A line drive into right center field. Beck chasing after it. Dives, and he hauls it in. Austin Beck tracing into the alley in right center field in his double-A debut. And he made a spectacular catch. He robs Dustin Harris on an 0-2 pitch. Good hard contact. And that brings Blaine Krim to the plate. It's a 1-0-1 off the bat from Dustin Harris. Left on right, first pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Want to correct myself. Ty Dameron making his fifth career appearance against the Rough Riders. One earlier this season, three last year. Allowing six earned over 13 1/3 innings last season. He pitches. It's low off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. And if there's any club that's known for keeping guys for a long time at levels, it's the Oakland Athletics. Dameron's ready from the stretch. And he pitches home. Krim swings, sends a high fly ball foul right side. That one's into the seats, and it's 1-2. Dameron's in his second season here in Double A. Already has 31 starts now, including today, in Double A. 1-2. Ground ball to the right side. Easy play for Diaz, the first baseman. Scoops it up. And steps on the bag himself, 2 outs. Jax Biggers now, Rough Riders trailing 1-0. Bottom half of the second. Dameron didn't become a full-time starter until last year. He had just 5 career starts. And really, in 4 seasons, worked out of the bullpen by far a majority of the time. The pitch low and away to Biggers, and it's 1-0. The prior season, 26 outings out of the pen between High A Stockton and Low A Beloit. A 1.81 ERA out of the pen, but they moved him to a starter. 1-0. Biggers grounds it right side of the infield. Schumann off to his left. The second baseman gobbles it up, throws him out at first, and it's an easy 1-2-3 inning for Ty Dameron. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third, and Chris Jarrett is on the play-by-play when we come back. 1-0, Midland out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third. Here.
One nothing Rockhounds as we start the third on what's been a beautiful day for baseball at Riders Field. Chris Jared with you, Zach Bigley to my left. Happy to be back with Frisco Rough Riders baseball on this Tuesday, June 14th. And Tim Brennan back on the bump. One nothing Rockhounds, as we say. 8-9-1, and Austin Beck standing in. First pitch missing down and away for ball one. Beck, the first rounder by Oakland back in 2017. Righty-righty, Brennan's 1-0. Finds the zone and brings it in there. One ball and one strike. Only one hit, only one base runner allowed by Brennan, but it was the leadoff man Jordan Diaz with his 10th homer. 1-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. One ball, two strikes to the center fielder, Beck. Zach mentioned his 10th of the year, and it puts Midland in front. 1-2 pitch. Got him down watching strike three. Brennan froze him on the front door off-speed pitch, and he's got his second strikeout of the day. Ended the second with a K-ball. Now the right fielder, Chase Kalibwig, bottom of the order for Midland. Zach mentioned it is the double-A debut for Austin Beck. Righty-lefty to Kalibwig, the first pitch. Missing down and in ball one. Had played every game this season with the High A Lansing Lugnuts. 1-0. Ripped right side and just fair past Procession's glove, rolling into the right field corner, and it kicks off the wall. Stower is trying to track it down. He'll ease it back into the infield, and a one-out double for the right fielder, Kalibwig. Second extra base hit for Midland this afternoon, and it turns the lineup card back to the top to Max Schumann. That one did not have blistering speed behind it. Actually sounded like it might have out of the hands of Kalibwig. And the ball off the bat at 77 miles an hour. So Brennan with his first base runner that he has to deal with. Righty-righty to the top of the order. Schumann, the first pitch. Popped in the air out to shallow left center. Tricky as Martinez charging in. Shortstop Ornelas out there, and it's the center fielder J.P. Martinez running in and makes a catch. Might have gotten a helping hand from the 20-mile-an-hour wind that's breezing it out to the outfield. Other than that, that might have been a tricky ball that maybe wouldn't have breezed so far away from the shortstop Ornelas. Nonetheless, it's the second out in the third inning. 1-0 Midland, the top of the third. Brett Harris is next. Rough Riders have been quiet offensively, only one hit. They've gone 1-2-3 in the first two innings at the plate. Righty-righty to Harris from Brennan, the pitch. Just missing outside on the fastball. One ball and no strikes to the third baseman, Harris, that worked a six-pitch at-bat back in the first inning. 1-0 toss from Brennan. Down and away. Now 2-0. Super splash day on this 12:05 start time at Riders Field. Good draw on a beautiful day for a ball game. Brennan working 2-0. Kicks and throws home. Chopper left side over the glove of Biggers. Ornelas hauls it in, but there's no play to be made at first. That was a high chopper that Biggers, the third baseman, leapt in the air and flashed his glove. Couldn't come down with it. And an infield single for the third baseman, Harris, his first hit of the day. In the action, Kalibwig advancing to third. So runners at the corners with two gone for the shortstop, Logan Davidson. Come on. Base runners in the first inning. All three balls put in play on Schumann, Harris, Davidson. Then the solo homer from Diaz, the only action in the second. Now a double and a single for him with two outs. First pitch to Davidson. Swing and a miss for strike one. No walks for him yet. That's what the season has shown for Brennan. This year, one walk behind his 12 strikeouts and 11 and a third. 0-1 toss outside. One ball and one strike. Making his first start with Frisco this season. Zach mentioned he was last year's opening day starter for the Rough Riders. 1-1. Tapper foul at the plate on a big cut and miss by Davidson. Pitch low and inside. He just caught a piece of it behind the backstop. Now 1-2. Caleb Weig at third. Harris at first base with two gone in the top of the third inning. 1-0 Rock Hounds. Frisco with just one hit. That came from Johnny Ornelas back in the first. Brennan's 1-2. Chopper right side, right to Procession. He comes up the line a bit, gloves it, takes it to first himself to record the final out. Bit of trouble for Brennan, but no runs coming in on a double and a single. No errors. Two men left aboard in the top of the third for the Rock Hounds. They still lead it. 1-0 Midland as we go to the home half of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
7-8-9 for the Rough Riders to start the home half of the third. 1-0 Midland. First pitch to Josh Stowers is lifted high in the air to straightaway center. Austin back underneath it and makes a catch. One pitch, one out for Ty Dameron. He's only allowed one hit so far through the first seven batters to the plate for Frisco. Keeping the Rough Riders off the bases, off the scoreboard. First baseman Jordan Procession is next. Frisco and Midland starting a six-game series this Tuesday afternoon at Riders Field. And for Frisco, it's go time, trying to get back on the winning side of things. Lefty-lefty to Procession. First pitch down and away for ball one. They had a great start to the season. Part of that due to the road start. They won that first series opener, two games out of the three to Arkansas, 1-0. Again, down and away to Procession. Two balls, no strikes to the first baseman. Bases clear, one gone in the bottom of the third, 1-0 Midland. They fell on that Sunday series finale to Arkansas, then swept San Antonio, 2-0. Swing and a miss for strike one. So that immediately starts you out to a great start with your road record at 6-0. One. Chopper right side. Schumann, the second baseman, ranging to his right, makes the stop and throws to first for the second out. Five pitches, two outs for Ty Dameron. The lefty starter's been solid in his first trip through the Riders' order. Here's the bottom of it. Catcher Matt Watley's next. Bases clear, two gone in the third. Looking at it today, the Rough Riders with the above 500 record at 29-28. First pitch to Watley. laced up the middle on the ground to Davidson. The shortstop eats it up, throws to first, little low, but scooped by the first baseman Diaz. And that'll quickly do it. Six pitches in the bottom of the third inning, and the Rough Riders for the third straight inning down in order. We march on to the fourth. Rock Counts in front on Tuesday, 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022 days. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
4-5-6 due up for the Midland Rock Hounds on this Tuesday series opener between Midland and Frisco. 1-0 Hounds on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco, their first trip through the order offensively. 1-2-3 in the first, second, and third. Tim Brennan's been good. Only one run allowed on three hits. But just needs the assistance from his offense. The only run up on the scoreboard belonging to this man, the first baseman Jordan Diaz, with his 10th homer. Coming back to lead off the second inning, just the same as he leads off this fourth. First pitch from Brennan. Swing and a miss. Chasing down and away. On the off speed at 81. No balls and a strike. Only one game at the major league level currently going on. 0-1. Shot opposite way and on the ground into right field for a base hit. Great start to the series for Jordan Diaz. The Rockhounds infielder now 2-for-2. Runner aboard for J.J. Schwarz, the designated hitter. Pirates and Cardinals in the top of the second. Everybody else with an evening ball game. The Rockhounds, the AA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. They're in Boston. 6-10 start there. And then the in-state showdown between Texas and Houston. That series continues tonight at 7:05 our time. Righty-righty to Schwarz, a pitch. Thought about. And Brennan ran it low of the zone for ball one.
Texas coming up with a win last night in that matchup, and Ezekiel Duran, two more hits. You love to see it.
On Adolis Garcia bobblehead night.
That's the flexing one?
Showing up, I don't know. 1-0. That misses. Two balls, no strikes. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
there's a
flexing one. I think that's the one that's tonight.
Yeah, the Rangers happy to be back home. They were on the road. 2-0 pitch. In there. Says Isaiah Sparba for strike one called. Two balls and a strike to J.J. Schwarz. Nobody out in the top of the fourth. 1-0 Midland on their four hits today so far. Number four, Jordan Diaz at first base. Two balls and a strike. Wave and a miss on the off speed. Two balls, two strikes. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it's the flexing one. Just looked it up.
Mm-hmm. It was a bit of an AL Central trip for Texas. They took Cleveland on in three games. Dropped two of the three, and then Chicago, the White Sox, in three. 2-2, swing and a miss, reaching for strike three. Bring him up for Tim Brennan, his third K of the day. There's the first out in the fourth inning. Diaz still at first base for the catcher, Kyle McCann. They'll play Houston two more times, including tonight. Then it's back to the AL Central. They travel to Detroit four games against the Tigers. Righty-lefty to the catcher, McCann. Brennan fires home. First pitch missing down and in at the knees, ball one.
Be interesting to see how far Brennan goes today.
1-0. That's in there, and it's now an even count, 1-1.
He's given up some hits, but he's looked good so far, and he's worked pretty efficiently. Rough Riders already have a left-hander, Grant Wolfram, warming out in their bullpen.
Brennan set at the waist, the right-hander 1-1. Down and in, two balls and a strike. That strikeout to Schwarz now makes it 3 1/3 for Brennan, so that's his longest outing of the season. You got to think, in his first start, they'd allow him to go a little bit more. He's been held to an inning, two innings. Last time out in Amarillo was his longest of three innings. 2-1 pitch. Back to the net. McCann just got a piece of the off-speed at 85. And now 2-2.
Season high, 34 pitches in that 52 right now.
Yeah. Was over 40 through the last inning. Ran into a bit of trouble with a double and a base hit. No runs, though. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him inside. Back-to-back strikeouts for Brennan. Now four on the day. And there's two gone in the fourth.
And here's Getter.
That just might do it. Twelfth pitch of the inning, and now over 50 for Brennan. So just assuming that 50 pitches was the cap, he'll hand the ball off to the Riders manager. And Frisco making the first pitching change of the day. Solid first start of the season for Tim Brennan. And Frisco going to the bullpen. They'll bring in the left-hander, Grant Wolfram, jogging in up the left field line. We'll give you his numbers when we come back. 1-0, two outs in the top of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Lefty Grant Wolfram in for relief as Tim Brennan's first start of the season comes to a close. He exits with back-to-back strikeouts. And so Wolfram in with the man at first base, two outs, and a 1-0 Midland lead. 13th appearance for Wolfram this season. 21 strikeouts in 20 innings, but the 20 walks the issue for the left-hander. Trying to trim that up as we are quickly motoring to the end of the first half of what's been a lightning-fast 2022 season, it feels like. Lefty-righty, Marty Bikina, the first pitch to him. Finds the outer edge for a loud called strike one, 0-1. Bikina in his first at-bat, worked the longest at-bat of the day. 8-pitch AB that resulted in a strikeout by Brennan, his first of what would be four. 0-1, down and in, blocked by Watley. Diaz at first, no speedster. He'll stay put there, and it's 1-1. Wolfram taken out of Davenport University in the 18th round. Rangers called his name in 2018. One ball, one strike. Wolfram fires in. Swing and a miss. Got him on the heat at 95. And it's now 1-2. That fastball will talk. Put it in a good spot, and Bikina, the left fielder, could not catch up to it. Wolfram in the driver's seat with two outs and a runner at first. Kicks the 1-2 pitch. Off-speed chopper up the middle. And an easy field for Foscue. He'll just take it to second to record the final out. No runs on a leadoff single from Jordan Diaz. No errors and a man left aboard. And still a 1-0 ball game as we close in on 1 o'clock from Riders Field. Grant Wolfram comes in and gets the job done. We go to the fifth next, bottom of the fourth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa. And pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
1-0 Rockhounds on the Tuesday series debut between Frisco and Midland. First two pitches missing, four balls to J.P. Martinez. And the Rough Riders starting at the top of the order to begin the bottom of the fourth. Excuse me, the 1-1 is now down and low. So two balls and a strike to the center fielder Martinez. Rough Riders, their first trip through the order against the lefty Ty Dameron. No runs on just one hit, the 2-1. Outside. 3-1 to the leadoff hitter Martinez. Lefty-lefty matchup. Frisco being out hit. 4-1 currently. Three balls and a strike. Tight in at the hands for ball four. And JP works a leadoff walk to get things going in the fourth. Allowed by Dameron today. And now here comes the only Riders batter to record a base hit today so far. Johnny Ornelas is next. Dameron this season has had issues with the walks. That's his 21st. Entered today in 42 and a third with 20. Lefty-righty matchup for Ornelas with Martinez. Great speed at first. And Dameron knows that. He'll throw to first, and Martinez back safely.
Seems like on the road trip, every time Martinez got on first, he took off. Got caught a few times. He's now 20 for 27. On the season in stolen bases.
First pitch to Ornelas. In there inside, catching the inner edge for a called strike one. And it seems like stealing has certainly been something that the Rough Riders defensively have given up this year. But Martinez, great speed. A one. Downstairs, now one ball and one strike. Good spot to showcase that speed with Frisco trailing by a run. Nobody out. One ball, one strike to Ornelas. Just missing as it almost dropped into the zone. Two balls and a strike. Ornelas on his third pitch jumped on it. Laced it to the outfield for a one-out base hit in the first inning. But Justin Foscue, 5-4-3, double play. 2-1. Chopper left side and it works foul. skipped off home plate. Evens up the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Ornelas.
You mentioned earlier Ornelas had a tough road trip, and he certainly did. But he finished it off well. Back-to-back 3-hit games to really turn things around, get that average back up above 340. 341 entering today. And that's the Johnny Ornelas we've seen all season long. Hits coming in bunches.
Yeah, really consistently, too. And that, I think at the start of the year, about a month in, so first couple weeks in April, 2-2 outside. Best. And it certainly lasted after that conversation and still lasting. I think allowing him to have a couple of down days on the road trip, but still the numbers looking great for Ornelas this season. 3-2. Goes down, watching strike three and knew it. First strikeout of the day for Ty Dameron, and he gets Ornelas watching. One gone in the fourth.
Ornelas does go down there, but I think the biggest thing for Ornelas is when you look at the offers, I think that separates the good players and the great players is the offers. Can you limit those? Are they 0 for 10s or are they 0 for 20s? And I think that's what Ornelas has done really well. He hasn't been on a long slump this year.
First pitch to Foskew's inside, 1-0.
He started that series in Amarillo 1 for 12 and then turned it around with the back-to-back 3-hit game. So really did a great job turning things around and hoping to bring that back here at home.
1-0 pitch. Back to the net. Foskew just underneath a pitch from Dameron, and it's now 1-1. Then you see Jared Gettert, too, just kind of, I mean, for a while, the order was pretty consistent in terms of who you'd see at the top of the card. And you see a bit of a shuffle with JP now in the top spot, setting up Ornelas' opportunity to have maybe just action in front of him before the at-bats. Now it's Foskew, the 1-1. Back to the net again.
I'm not even sure that that's a demotion necessarily for Ornelas. That's JP's been swinging a really hot bat. In addition to that, it helps having those guys back-to-back. And whether you're facing a right-hander or a left-hander, you have that ability to go righty-lefty or lefty-righty at the top of your order.
Dameron set at the belt, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for the left-hander Ty Dameron, and there's two gone in the fourth. Comes a left-handed hitting Dustin Harris. Give the league offensive player of the week and Trey Hare the day off.
Man, how hot was he?
Lefty-lefty from Dameron, the pitch. In there, taken for a strike. And a left, really a lefty-friendly ballpark with how short the porch is in right field in Amarillo. But I doubt a lot of them are wall scrapers. He's got power.
5 consecutive home runs in 5 days for Trey Hare. All of them oppo.
A 1. Lifted high in the air out to straightaway center. Beck retreating. Back to the track. Makes the running catch in front of the wall. Boy, did he pull that down and might have paid the price for it. Beck, a nasty collision as he hauled it in on the track for the final out. And again, Dustin Harris robbed by Austin Beck, who's up on his feet. This time for a run-saving catch and an unbelievable grab in center. Wow, that'll do it for the fourth. And the center fielder, Austin Beck, making a dazzling double-A debut, keeping the Riders off the scoreboard in Midland in front. 1-0 as we go to the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with 2 fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch up with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
For the fifth, we'll pass it back along to Mr. Zach Bigley.
All right, thanks, Chris. Grant Wolfram delivers into Austin Beck, and it misses up high. One ball, no strikes. 1-0, Midland out in front, and Beck leads it off after making just a spectacular catch in left center field to finish it off in the bottom of the fourth. Wolfram, the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner, called strike, and it's 1-1. Beck was going back to the warning track, made the catch, and then banged into the chain link fence that's right in front of the video board on the wall in left field. The pitch just outside, 2-1. And he was able to hang on to the baseball. In his first four innings at the AA level, he's making his debut today. He's made two really nice catches. 2-1. Fouls it straight back, and it's now 2-2. Introducing himself to his new club very well. And he's robbed Dustin Harris, not making any friends on the other side, two times. Wolfram came in relief of Tim Brennan in the fourth. He got the final out of the fourth inning. 2-2. Swing and a foul back into Watley's glove. He hangs on. Strike three. First strikeout for Grant Wolfram. Fifth strikeout for Riders pitching. One away here in the fifth. Riders trailing 1-0 on the back of a Jordan Diaz solo home run to left field back in the second. Chase Calabuig, the nine-hole hitter, is in from the left side. Starting a brand new series today with a 12:05 first pitch, and we had a lot of movement on the Rough Riders roster right before today's game. Here's the pitch home to Calabuig. It's on the inside corner, upper edge, it's 0-1. Well, the Rangers making six moves in the Rough Riders roster. Adding three pitchers, subtracting three pitchers. Wolfram the 0-1. Breaking ball low. Huge congratulations to Cole Reagans and Chase Lee. Reagans, Rough Riders starting pitcher who's been not only one of the best on the Riders this year, but one of the best in the league. 1-1. Swinging a soft tapper back to the hill. Wolfram off the mound. Picks, spins, throws into first. Low, and it's up the first baseline. Hits off the tarp. And Justin Foscue, the second baseman, backs it up. But Wolfram, on what should have been an easy play, tried to lob it and just hung on to it for too long and threw it into the dirt. Procession had no chance to pick that. It's an error on Grant Wolfram. So that allows Chase Calabuig to reach at first. One out, runner at first, top of the order, and Max Schumann, third time through. 1-0 Midland. Cole Reagan's brilliant. His last time out, pitching on the road in a very difficult place to pitch in Amarillo. Here's the offering home. Schumann shows bunt, pulls back, takes high and away. 1-0. Reagan's a career-high 6 1/3 innings shutout baseball, allowed just three hits, four total base runners, and struck out nine. That's been par for the course for Cole Reagan's all season long. Wolfram's offering, high and inside. Got away from him with the fastball, and it's 2-0. And then Chase Lee, what more can you say, began the inning with 18 consecutive scoreless innings. And his last outing, hopefully in a Rough Riders uniform, was a four-out save in Amarillo. 2-0. Eye off the outside corner, 3-0. Two guys that the Rough Riders are really going to miss, and we're really going to miss, but so happy for those guys.
Oh, yeah, and it's just, I mean, I think those were the top two names, just in terms of what you'd see from the pitching side that you'd think, you know, when are good things coming? That call up.
3-0. Inside, ball four. So reached on an error, now a four-pitch walk. Two aboard, one out here in the fifth for Brett Harris. 1-0 Midland.
Reagans was consistently one of the best. I think consistently the best starter that we had seen through the start of the season. And then Chase Lee, with what he had been able to do, racked up a lot of saves early, was quickly the high pressure for a lot of tight games to start the year. And both of them really shine. So, and then also great guys, as you mentioned. We're certainly going to miss them, just interacting them around the clubhouse and around the field.
First pitch home to Harris. He swings, lofts it out into shallow left field. Harris coming on, can't get it. It falls in, a base hit. Station to station, everyone moves up. The bases are loaded now. And Logan Davidson, the three-hole hitter, stands in. So Wolfram in a whole heap of trouble here in the top of the fifth inning. One out, bases loaded for Davidson. Midland leading 1-0. Yeah, both very high-character guys who both were here last year in the second half of the season. Reagan's coming up from high A. Lee coming straight from the draft. Drafted in the sixth round and came right to the Rough Riders. And now both in AAA. First pitch home to Davidson. High and outside, one ball, no strikes. Reagan's will make his first AAA start on Thursday. And we're really looking forward to following along with his career, and hopefully he'll be up in the big leagues very, very soon. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good curveball off the outside corner, and it's now one ball and one strike on Davidson. Reagan's a poorly timed feature in our game program. He is online if you want to check it out. And here in the ballpark as well. But just a great guy, retooling his attitude this year and retooling some pitches as well. Got rid of the slider, started using the cutter, and it made all the difference this year. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball low in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. Davidson is 0-2 today with a couple ground outs to first base. But you really got to be careful because Jordan Diaz is on deck. He's homered and singled in this game. Bases loaded, one out in the fifth. Wolfram ready from the stretch. And he delivers in. High and outside, misses. Off speed again, and it's three balls and one strike. It's a Midland team that's lost back-to-back games. The Rough Riders falling on Sunday after winning Saturday in Amarillo. 3-1. Down and in, ball four. Or that's ball three, beg your pardon. Now three balls, two strikes. Runners will not take off, just one out. The pitch. Low and away, now it's ball four. Bases loaded, walk, and it's 2-0 Midland. Calabuie comes in from third. Schumann to third base, Harris to second. And Davidson on at first base for Jordan Diaz. Walks were a pretty big problem at some points in that series against Amarillo, especially on Saturday. Time called. Jeff Andrews is out of the dugout, and he's going to go chat with Wolfram. Andrews got the series off last series in Amarillo. And, hey, if you're a pitching coach, Amarillo isn't a bad place to take the series off. You don't have to deal with that ballpark. Rough Riders on Saturday in the eighth inning allowed 11 runs to the Sod Poodles. Walks were a huge part of that. Six combined walks in that inning. Wolfram, two walks here in the fifth. One out, one run in. It's unearned because Calabrese reached on the error. Jordan Diaz makes his way to the plate, a guy who you really have to be careful with.
And I feel like it just kind of going back to the error. Like it started there, the issues for Wolfram after that, the four-pitch walk, one-pitch base hit to Harris, and then the count that was 1-2, but three straight misses to walk as a second batter.
First pitch is outside, one ball, no strikes. We talked about the movement of a couple guys going up. The Rough Riders welcoming three new players as well. Kevin Gowdy was placed on the development list for today's game. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Big rip by Diaz, and it's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders welcoming the likes of relievers Joe Corbett, Josh Smith, and Tristan Polly here to Frisco. I'm very excited to be in the clubhouse today. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball off the outside corner, and Diaz whiffs through. 1-2. And then the Rough Riders will certainly love to get that bullpen help. We're reaching that part of the season where we're going to see a lot of new faces here on the Rough Riders. Hopefully seeing a lot of guys going up and on to bigger and better things. Wolfram looking for a big pitch here. The 1-2. Swinging a soft roller foul off Diaz's foot. Rolls up the first baseline. Still one ball, two strikes. Second time the Rough Riders and Rockhounds are meeting up this year. They met back right at the end of April in Midland. Rough Riders took 4 of 6. Behind one, make it 2-0 here in the fifth inning. 1-2 to Diaz. Wolfram's pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out with a breaking ball on the outer edge. Two down on the second strikeout by Grant Wolfram, and here's J.J. Schwartz. But he's not going to face Grant Wolfram. Jared Gettert out of the Riders' dugout, and he's going to go get Seth Nordlund, Rough Riders right-hander, out of the bullpen. So Frisco turning to their third pitcher here in the top of the fifth inning already. Tim Brennan got the start. He went 3 2/3. Grant Wolfram goes one full inning, and now it's Seth Nordlund who comes out of the bullpen. Riders trailing 2-0, two outs, bases loaded. In the top of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders dip back into their bullpen, and they select Seth Nordlund to take the spot on the mound of Grant Wolfram. Nordlund, a long reliever for the Rough Riders this year, a 2.88 ERA, 2-1, making his 16th appearance on the season. 34 and a third innings for him, 34 strikeouts to 11 walks. Grant Wolfram responsible for the bases loaded right now, and one run in. J.J. Schwartz, right-handed batter out of the University of Florida. Nordlund, a deep breath, first pitch. Slider low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Nordlund features a lot of stuff that moves in a lot of different directions. He'll go two-seam slider and change up for the most part. 1-0. Low and outside, two balls, no strikes. Nowhere to put J.J. Schwartz, who's hitting .315 on the year. Two homers, 9 RBIs in limited action. 0 for 2 today with a ground out and a strikeout. Schumann at third, Harris at second, Davidson at first. The outside edge catches it, or a called strike with a slider. 2-1. Nordlund has been extremely effective this year, and he's one of those guys who really plays into the adage that you don't have to throw hard in order to be effective. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated slider. Two balls, two strikes. His fastball will be in the low 90s. Time call. Schwartz steps out. He never throws anything straight. He has him 2-2, the pitch. Swinging a line drive up the middle. That's into left center for a base hit. Schumann comes in to score. Harris around third. He comes in as well. It's a two-run single for J.J. Schwartz. And it's now 4-0 Midland. Davidson up to second. And a 3-run frame so far for Midland. Those 2 runs charged to Grant Wolfram. All these runs unearned. because of the error that allowed Chase Calabuie to reach. McCann stands in now from the left side. He's 0 for 2. Right-hander on the hill delivers. Down low and inside of the left-handed batter. One ball, no strikes. Nordland stands 6 foot four, 213 pounds, 24 years old, out of Gateway Junior College, and he's expecting a child later on this season. Looking forward to becoming a dad. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-0, a cut and a miss by McCann. Loses his balance on a big swing and has to saunter his way across the plate into the left-handed batter's box, into the right-handed batter's box, I should say. Now curls around the umpire and catcher back into the left-handed batter's box. Runners at first and second, 2 outs. Nordland's 1-1. High pop-up, left side, foul territory. Jax Biggers in the third base coaching box, and he makes the catch. A banana route, making a circle over towards back to fair territory. He caught it just in foul territory. There's the sign. Damage done, though, for Midland. 3 runs across, all unearned. It comes on 2 hits, 1 error, and 2 runners left on base. Bottom five coming up. Rough Riders trailing 4-0 on Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco in search of some runs into the fifth inning, and the first pitch is a strike to Blaine Krim on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Rough Riders trailing 4-0. Bottom half of the fifth on presented by Olsen. 0-1. Change up just outside. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders have been retired just one over the minimum by Ty Dameron, the left-hander, through four. He offers in the 1-1. A foul ball back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes. Krim hitting .295 this year. 11 homers tied for the team high. And 37 runs batted in, which is second on the team. Krim back in the lineup after missing the last 3 days. He had a very odd play happen when he was playing first base. 1-2. He swings, hits a foul back behind home. Still one ball, two strikes. It was a soft grounder out to third. Trey Hare, the third baseman, threw up the line. And Krim tried to reach in front of the runner and get the baseball. But as he caught it, the runner ran into his arm and tore it backwards. 1-2. Foul ball back behind home, and it's still one ball, two strikes. And hopefully no big damage for Krim, and he had to sit out for a few days, make sure it was all right. It was his left arm. And he is DHing today, not in the field, but good to see him back in the lineup. It's a bat that the Rough Riders missed. 1-2 toss. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs with the heat. One away. Third strikeout for Ty Dameron, and here's Jax Biggers.
It's kind of a lineup that hasn't had a lot of consistency lately. Like when you think about Ezekiel Duran getting the call up, You mentioned that Foskey was out for a stretch of time. Dustin Harris stepped away from the team as well. So it's been a little bit of a hot in and out.
First pitch to Biggers is inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders trailing 4-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. And to that point, Jax Biggers joined the team on the road trip. Guy who played 91 games for Frisco last year, but back now after a hip injury took him out at the very beginning of the season. 1-0 is a strike on the inside corner, and it's now one ball and one strike. It is a very different line from weeks ago. The pitch is chopped on the ground, first base side, and foul. One ball, two strikes. Even with that being said, though, here in this game between Midland and Frisco, there are 15 players who played at the AA level last year in the lineup and on the mound. Pretty crazy. The only guys who didn't, Jonathan Ornelas for the Rough Riders, Dustin Harris. Ready from the stretch in the 1-2. Low and away. It's two balls, two strikes. And on the other side for Midland, Brett Harris, Austin Beck, and Jordan Diaz. Everyone else on the mound or in the lineup played in AA last year. 2-2. High drive, foul right side. Still two balls, two strikes. Even with the inconsistency in the lineup for Frisco, they still had monster offensive numbers in Amarillo. Their 17 home runs boosted their home run total up to the top spot in the Texas League and fourth in all of minor league baseball. From the stretch, the 1-1. Biggers lines it the other way into left field. Bikina comes in, and he makes the head-high catch. Biggers hits it hard, but lines out to left field, and that brings Josh Stowers to the plate. Two outs here in the fifth. Riders trailing 4-0. It's another crazy thing is Frisco getting shut out so far through 4 2/3 innings. They have the fourth best OPS in all minor league baseball at .822 entering into today. They've been swinging it up and down the lineup. And this is a guy they'd love to get going in Josh Stowers. First pitch. He rockets it down the left field line in towards the corner and foul. And it's 0-1. Stowers hit two home runs on April 29th against Midland. He then didn't hit a home run after that until this last series in Amarillo. Three homers on the year and trying to ignite things back home. 0-1. Down low and inside. It's one ball and one strike. Looked like things were off to a great start for Stowers, hitting .340 in April. 1-1 pitch. Just low, and it's two balls and one strike. Since then, he just hasn't been able to find consistency. 27 games since then, hitting just .120. Dameron ready from the stretch. 2-1. Down low, misses. Three balls, one strike. 4-0 Midland with three runs here in the top of the fifth inning and in the bottom of the fifth. Dameron continues to deal. He offers home. A little check swing liner in a shallow left field and it drops in. Josh Stowers on a 3-1 pitch held up his bat, still barreled it up though and got it over the top of Logan Davidson at shortstop and into left field. Two out single for the Riders, just their second of the day and their first since the second batter. Johnny Ornelas. Here's Jordan Procession now, left-handed hitter.
Well, just kind of flicked it out there as we get a replay on the stream. Got a good poke at it and was sitting 3-1. That's where Dameron really hasn't allowed himself to be today.
First pitch to Procession is outside, 1-0.
He's been really good at just being in charge of counts a lot of different times. And you look at only once or twice has he gotten in, down 1-0-2-0.
1-0 is fouled straight back, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders trying to put some pressure on him here in the fifth. Procession open stance at his best day of his career on Saturday. The 1-1, he fouls it straight back, and it's one ball and two strikes. 4-for-5, two homers. His second four-hit day, his second two-homer day of his career. First time since 2019 in Stockton when he was playing for Rancho Cucamonga, and he had a two-homer day. The pitch. Check swing, liner foul near the on-deck circle. And it's one ball, two strikes. Matt Watley on the on-deck circle pointing, hey, that was a fair ball. Not so much. Runner at first, two outs, 4-0 Midland. Bottom of the fifth inning. 1-2. Inside, it hit him. And he's all right. In pain, he tosses away the shin guard. And the Rough Riders have two aboard with two out for Matt Watley.
Well, just the reaction. It was at a point where it's, oh, yeah, right off that left hand. Just coming in, and you try it just on a heater, too, trying to get out of the way as much as you can or as best as you can. An absolute stinger.
Quick mound visit for Ty Dameron is the Rockhounds pitching coach. Chris Smith jogs out of the dugout. We'll have a chat. Big spot for Matt Watley, who grounded out to shortstop his first time up on the first pitch he saw.
Did you get in any movies or TV shows on the road trip? You had 2 weeks to do it.
Saw Top Gun.
The new one.
The new one.
Okay.
Fantastic.
That's probably my biggest, like, scared to answer in terms of movies is haven't seen Top Gun. Maybe not the biggest, but it's certainly up there.
That's got to be up there.
The second one.
You got to see it.
The second one kind of amps it up.
Yeah.
When people are like, you've seen the first one, right? No.
It was actually a Tim Brennan recommendation. He said you got to see it.
Wow.
Tim Brennan, the Rough Riders starter today. First pitch to Matt Watley. Eyeing inside, one ball, no strikes, and boy, it was great.
Okay.
It was really good.
It's on the list.
Yep, got to see it. Good spot for the Rough Riders here offensively. Runners at first and second, trailing 4-0 in the fifth. 1-0 pitch to Watley. He swings and misses out in front of a changeup off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Watt hitting 191, two homers, four RBIs on the season. Open stance, hands high of the helmet. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good curveball low and outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Watley coming off a 1-for-4 performance in the series finale in Amarillo. Hit a single. Down in the count, 1-2. Here she comes. He swings, skies it in the air on the infield right side. Jordan Diaz, the first baseman, under it, angling back, and he reaches out at the last possible second and snares it on a stab off to his right. A little bit eventful, but the side comes to a close here in the fifth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, two runners left on, and we go to the top of the sixth inning. Frisco trailing 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to feel the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, Carpetech's air duct cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from Carpetech. Call Carpetech and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the sixth inning here in Frisco, Texas. Rough Riders down 4-0. Good to be back home after 2 weeks on the road. Rough Riders a tough 4-8 road trip, turning it around back here at home. It's crunch time. 12 games remaining in the first half. Frisco down by two whole games to San Antonio. It's a little bit more complicated than that, though. Seth Nordlund faces the bottom third of the order here in the sixth. It's Marty Bikina to start things off. Right on right. First pitch to the left fielder for Midland. Breaking ball in the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. So San Antonio has played two fewer games than the Rough Riders. They had a couple games canceled because of a COVID outbreak. Nordlund, the 0-1. A line drive up over Jax Biggers at third base down the left field line. Harris cuts it off before it reaches the corner, but Bikina cruises on him to second and arrives with his eighth double of the year. Leadoff two-bagger here in the sixth inning. Midland already up 4-0. And Austin Beck climbs in looking for his first double-A hit. He's 0-2 with a couple strikeouts so far. So because they played two fewer games, if the Rough Riders and Missions were tied in terms of games back, San Antonio would still make the playoffs because they would beat the Rough Riders by .001 percentage points. It's a little bit unfair. Nordlund ready from the stretch. Right on right again. And the pitch on the way. Beck watches a heater on the outside corner at 90 miles an hour for a strike, and it's 0-1. So the Rough Riders are two games back, but they need to win by a game over San Antonio. They can't tie with the Missions. Nordlund ready from the stretch in the 0-1. Liner foul into the netting right side, and it's 0-2. And it makes it even more unfair when you look at the head-to-head. Frisco has beaten San Antonio dominantly so far this year. They swept them, and then they came back and split the series here in Frisco. The pitch simmers high and inside, and it's 1-2. Well, the Rough Riders, despite dominating San Antonio, would still lose in a tie. They're 9-3 against the Missions this year. 1-2. It foul into the netting right side again, and it's still 1-2.
Kind of shivers you back to last year's how the postseason ended up. I mean, it just basically was a war of percentages at the end of the year.
Now, what a crazy finish to the season last season. 1-2. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. He sits down Beck, who's 0-3 with three punchies so far today. First strikeout for Seth Nordlund. One away in the sixth. A runner at second, and Chase Calabweek makes his way to the plate. 4-0 Midland.
Interesting upcoming 12 games for San Antonio. Home against Amarillo for six, and then in Wichita for six. So you could see some serious movement and hoping for just that for Frisco, but they got to get rolling.
First pitch to Calabweek. Check swing grounder foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. Those are 12 very tough games for San Antonio. Amarillo's playing some good ball. The Rough Riders just saw it. And Wichita, Rough Riders just saw them too. They had a ton of movement today in terms of roster moves, but they are still pitching very well. Their bullpen is nasty. 0-1 toss. Actually, a look back towards second for Nordlund. It should be very interesting down the stretch of the first half. Nordlund from the stretch. 0-1. Down in the dirt, 1-1. You alluded to the postseason hunt last year. A little bit different than it was this year. It's more of the classic look this season where you have the division winner from each half makes the playoffs. Then you have a division series and then a championship series. Well, last year, it was just the top two record-wise in the entire AA Central that made the play. A fly ball out to left field with some carry. Harris back to the warning track. He's at the wall. That one's gone. Chase Calabweek grips his fourth home run of the season, and it increases the lead to 6-0 Midland. An opposite field two-run homer to left. Just 93 miles an hour, 391 feet. A wind-aided home run out to left field.
Yeah, I think so. It just carried. But credit Caleb Weig just poking it up in the air, and once it was headed that way, the wind certainly backed it and got it over the left field wall.
First pitch to Max Schumann is low and outside. One ball, no strikes. One out, two in. Top of the sixth inning, it's 6-0. Midland leads.
But when you look at the box score, it's just been Midland being sharper. A lot more base hits and extra base hits as well.
The pitch. Hit in the air out to center, right at J.P. Martinez. Now tracing back near the warning track, over his head, off the base of the wall. Schumann up to second, and he stops right there. There's another extra base hit. Well, how about that? Off the bat, Martinez froze. It was hit right at him. It looked like it would just be an easy play. He stood there for about 2 seconds and then turned around, and it was way over his head. And it's not like he was trying to bluff anybody. There was no one on base.
We've seen J.P. with a great judge of depth as well in the outfield this season. And that one, I think he just froze and wanted to see how that ball would fly. And then at a certain point, just gave up on it and knew that it would be over his shoulder. And it was a lot of carry on fly balls today.
The wind is blowing very hard to center field right now. Here's Brett Harris, first pitch away, and it's one ball, no strikes. Harris 2-for-3 with a couple singles. It's now 3 extra base hits in the inning. Double, homer, double for Midland. Still one out. Nordland issues. Catches the outer edge. Slider for a strike, and it's 1-1. Brett Harris came into today hitting .327, a homer, 7 RBIs. Nordland's 1-1, just outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Well, the end of the playoffs last year, the Rough Riders held the division title in their hands. The 2-1 is grounded out to third. Diving stop, Biggers to his left. Pirouettes up to his feet and throws onto first for the out. Nice play by Jax Biggers, the third baseman. Full extension dive off to his left. And he was able to get Brett Harris. That's a very difficult play that he made look very easy. 2 outs. Third base is all about reactions. And Biggers had a very good quick reaction there. Logan Davidson now, left-handed batter who had an RBI walk back in the fifth. First offering his way, top of the zone for a strike. Slider from Nordland, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders in first place in the South the entire season. But in the last day of the year, they were knocked out of the playoffs. 0-1, swing and a miss. Upstairs with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-2. A crazy 11-inning loss. Or 10-inning loss, I should say, at Amarillo on a 3-run Stone Garrett walk-off homer knocked him out of the playoffs. A lot of bad blood going back to Amarillo for this coaching staff and a lot of players as well who are on that club. 0-2 to Davidson. High and outside. Miss with a fastball, and it's 1 ball, 2 strikes. But that's behind him now and trying to make the push for the playoffs here in the first half this year. Nordland kicks home the 1-2. Down low and inside. 2-2. Davidson, a top 5 prospect in the A's organization last year, starting his season at AA, hit just .212. Former 29th overall pick in the first round in 2019. 2-2. Down low and inside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. It was him and Nick Allen, along with Jeremy Eierman, the very talented infielders for the Rockhounds last year. Nick Allen's now with the big league club. Logan Davidson trying his second chance at AA. 3-2. Down low, ball 4. So from 0-2 to ball 4. And Jordan Diaz makes his way in. Runners at first and second. 2 outs. 6-0. Midland out in front. Ty Tiedemann starting to warm in the Rough Riders bullpen.
You're hoping it'd be different from the fifth inning. 3 runs across for the Rockhounds, where 8 came to the plate. Diaz, you're the 7th man to the plate.
Nordland's first pitch. Inside, 1 ball, no strikes. And just a little bit of hard contact here against Nordland in this inning. and that walk. First free pass issued by Nordland. One nothing toss on the way to Diaz, who's homered in this game already. Breaking ball settles at the top of the zone for a called strike outside corner, and it's 1-1. 6-0 Midland. Six runs on nine hits. No runs on two hits for the Rough Riders. The pitch. Sprayed in the air out to right field into the alley. Stower is over. He makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the sixth. Two runs, though, on three hits. No errors and two left on the base paths. We go into the home half of the sixth inning. Our score, it's the Rock Count 6, the Rough Riders nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olson, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride!
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The home half of the sixth inning, J.P. Martinez, Johnny Ornelas, Justin Foscue. Top third of the Rough Riders order due up against Ty Dameron, who's back out for his sixth inning of work. 68 pitches through five frames for Dameron. The left-hander has struck out just three, but has pitched very well so far. Midland with a run in the second, three in the fifth, two in the sixth to build their 6-0 lead. Left on left, first pitch. Breaking ball, hums across the inside corner, a strike. 0-1 on the 72-mile-an-hour curve from Dameron. He stretches from the middle of the slab, closed off the pitch inside, and it's one ball and one strike on Martinez, who's 0-1 with a walk. Entered into today's game, hitting 298 on the year, 8 homers, 18 RBIs, leading the club with 20 stolen bases. The pitch swings, fouls it straight back, and it's 1-2. Frisco committing two errors defensively in today's ballgame. The road trip, the best defending club in the Texas League. 1-2, swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. Martinez down on strikes. Four strikeouts for Ty Dameron, one away. There's Ornelas. Rough Riders had back-to-back games of four errors defensively. Eight errors in two games. Then had errorless baseball in the finale. The pitch. On the inside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1 under curveball. Ornelas singled to center in the first. Struck out in the fourth. 0-1. A high fly ball deep to left field. Forget it. That one is way out of here. Johnny Ornelas connects in a solo homer, and the Rough Riders are on the board. 448 feet from Johnny Ornelas. Over the in-touch home run terrace, 106 miles an hour off the bat. A no doubt about it blast. Ornelas, his seventh home run of the year. Johnny now has eight hits in his last three games. He is on fire right now. Justin Foscue makes his way in. And the first pitch. He swings, pops it up on the infield right side. Max Schumann under it. And he angles back now to make the catch. There are two outs. So after a long home run by Jonathan Ornelas, Dustin Harris makes his way to the plate. Harris has had two at-bats today. He's been robbed in both of them by Austin Beck, the center fielder. A diving catch in right center, and then a play where he made the ball. First pitch on the way. Down low off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. I think it's about time that Harris doesn't hit it to center field. Easier said than done, of course. Here's the left-hander set, and the 1-0. Harris swings, grounds at first base side. Foul. Just barely. It's picked up by Jordan Diaz, the first baseman, in foul territory, and Harris readjusts the batting gloves. He'll head his way back to the plate. So Ornelas with his seventh home run of the season. The Rough Riders have now homered in 10 consecutive games. Fifth most homers in all minor league baseball as a club. 1-1 pitch. Misses down low. Two balls, one strike. It's now three home runs here in the ballgame combined between the two teams. Jordan Diaz and Chase Kalawig for Midland. And Johnny Ornelas for the Rough Riders. 2-1. Off the outside corner and misses with a fastball. It's three balls, one strike to Harris. And this is a Rough Riders offense that has the ability to climb their way back into this game. Ball soaring out of the ballpark in this one. 3-1 on the way to Harris. Inside, ball four. A two-out free pass to Dustin Harris, and here's Blaine Krim. Krim 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout.
Feels like you could be saying that Dameron coming to the close of his start today. He's gotten 5 2/3, the second walk allowed, and he's now over 70 pitches, flirting with 80. He's getting there.
First pitch. Grim watches low and away. One ball, no strikes.
They want him to get that sixth inning, so Bobby Crosby on the top step, Zach.
And get him that quality start. One out away from it. Krim trying to change that. Runner at first, two outs. The pitch. Down low. Two balls, no strikes. Krim with 11 home runs this year, and they have been very predictable in terms of the pitch. Breaking ball he's seen, he's pulled it. Every fastball he's homered off of to the opposite way. 2-0. Takes a strike on the outside corner. 2-1. Another fastball opposite field home run in Amarillo for his 11th of the year. 2-1. Runner goes low and away. Throw to second. Not in time. Oh, an awkward looking slide for Dustin Harris as he slid past the bag and reached back with his right paw. Place it on top of the pillow. He's safe. 13th steal of the year for Dustin Harris. Three balls, one strike on Krim. Oh, just a late slide from Harris as we get a look at the replay on stream. And tried to slide in the bag. His front foot clipped the bag, went over it, and he slid past it. There's the 3-1. Low and outside, ball four. And Blaine Krim aboard, back-to-back two-out walks. And here's Jax Biggers. Nobody warming out in the bullpen. So he's safe here in this inning. Rough Riders still do have Ty Tiedemann warming, so he'll probably come out for the seventh. Jax Biggers 0 for 2. He lined out to left field the opposite way his last time up. Boy, getting a couple more runs here in this inning would go a long way. Rough Riders comeback attempt. From the stretch, the lefty's pitch. Low and outside, one ball, no strikes. It's back-to-back 3-1 walks. And then he goes 1-0 to Jax Biggers to start things. Ornelas to the solo home run earlier in the inning. Riders trail 6-1, the pitch. finds the outside corner with a fastball for a strike, and it's now 1-1. Former Texas Tech Red Raider, Ty Dameron.
Hi, Zach. Nothing's been more than 5 innings this year for him.
The 1-1. A high fly ball to right field. Chase Calaboy going back. He's still going back, and the warning track reaches up, and he makes the catch. It wasn't pretty, but Chase Calaboy able to track it down and retire the side in the sixth. So there it is, season high for Ty Dameron. One run across for the Riders on one hit, no errors, two left on. Frisco trails 6-1 to the seventh. Chris Jarrett back on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
To one, Rock Hounds in the Tuesday afternoon ball game. We start out a 6-game series between Midland and Frisco. Right-hander Ty Tiedemann in the ball game, and so the afternoon comes to a close for Seth Nordlund. Shut him down with an inning and a third. Nordlund giving up 2 runs on 4 hits, a walk and a strikeout. And now it's time for Tiedemann in the ball game. He's out to make his 16th appearance of the season. Tiedemann with a sinker slider. Changeup four seam. J.J. Schwarz, middle of the order for Midland. First pitch to him, golfed high in the air out to left center field. Harrison Martinez ranging over, and it's J.P. just in front of the track, and he hauls it in. So the first pitch from Tiedemann is a high fly out to center, and there's one gone in the seventh inning. It was a 1-0 ball game after the fourth, but 3 by Midland in the fifth, 2 more in the sixth inning to bolster the 6-1 advantage. First pitch to Kyle McCann, wave and a miss for strike one. Just 2 Rockhounds offensively that have yet to reach base today. McCann, one of them, 0-for-3 with a strikeout back in the fourth. 0-1. Ground ball right side, and it squeaks past Foskey into right field. So there you go. First hit of the day for the catcher, McCann. He joins the party. And the 10th hit for Midland in the Tuesday afternoon contest here. Wind continues to whip out to center field. It's been brutal all day. Started out to left, and now it looks like the flags are getting a working out to straightaway center and even out to right field a bit. Left fielder Marty Bakina got his first hit back in the sixth, a leadoff double. Came in to score on the Chase Calaboy 2-run shot. Ready for Tiedemann. His first pitch outside. Count now 1-0. Well, we've been keeping tabs on the college baseball action, of course, with a draft upcoming. That's in there. 1-1. Texas A&M, Texas, both in the College World Series. That one starting on the 17th, so we still got some time. 1-1. Downstairs. Now 2-1. Texas came out of the East Carolina Super Regional. And boy, it felt like a lot of the home teams did not have any luck. They'll go on to take on Notre Dame, that absolutely stunned Tennessee. 1-1 in there. And it was the 2-1, beg your pardon. Now two balls, two strikes for Tiedemann with McCann at first base, one gone in the top of the seventh, 6-1 Rock counts. Texas A&M taking on Oklahoma, so that'll be good. 1-2 pitch outside. It was the 2-2, so now three balls, two strikes. Full count to Marty Bacchino, the left fielder. Batting in the seventh spot, center fielder Austin Beck awaiting on deck. All that action starting June 17th. It'll go just about until the end of the month. 3-2 pitch. High fly ball out to left. Harris, the left fielder, working towards the track. Still going back. Makes the catch before the wall. A couple of towering shots by Midland. This time it's Harris to haul it in. There's two gone. McCann retreating back to first. And here comes the center fielder, Austin Beck. That one went almost 370 feet. Off the bat of Bacchino. Beck in his AA debut, 0-for-3, and a trio of strikeouts facing Ty Tiedemann, righty-righty. The first pitch just missed at 90. One ball and no strikes. It's been really good college baseball so far. 1-0. Downstairs, now 2-0. And for the most part, just exciting in the fact that it's not at a team like Notre Dame to absolutely stun Tennessee, the top seed. 2-0 pitch. In the air out to right field. Stowers retreating, now tailing in. Underneath it, and makes the catch. So Ty Tiedemann getting a fly out to left, center, and right. Despite the one-out base hit from Kyle McCann, no runs in a scoreless top of the seventh inning. And Tiedemann keeping Midland off the scoreboard. Still 6-1 Hounds, though. We've arrived at the stretch on Tuesday. We'll step aside for it. Come back, and the Rough Riders to the plate on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Six inning start for Ty Dameron is now to a close. The Rockhounds making their first pitching change. The right hander Wanderson Charles at 6'4, 255 out on the mound. The 25-year-old set to take over in the bottom of the seventh. His first pitch runs it in there. 96, a first-pitch heater to Stowers for a called strike, 0-1. 7-8-9 for the Rough Riders in the seventh. They trail it 6-1. The 0-1 pitch went to the off-speed at 85, but it missed low. One ball, one strike. It's pretty tough looking when you look at 3 through 9 for Frisco in terms of hits. 1-1 pitch. High fly ball, and it sneaks behind home plate. The catcher, McCann, with his mask off, just flinched and said, "I lost it." He's up in the sun and left his range of vision. Got behind the net, and it's now 1-2. One hit for 3-9. Frisco's being bottled to just three hits today. One of them a solo homer to Johnny Ornelas. He's got two of them. The other one belongs to Josh Stowers. 1-2 pitch in the air over the net. Again behind home plate. Keep the count 1-2. Frisco has had four base runners from 3-9, but Harris a walk, Krim a walk. That came in the sixth. Nothing of it. 1-2. High fly ball up the left field line, heading towards the first row of seats. Bikina, the left fielder, watches it clang around the concourse and keep the count 1-2. Charles from the Dominican Republic. He's been in the athletic system since 2015. Working from the right side, the 1-2 pitch coming home. His touch up. 86, and it's now 2-2. Hasn't appeared in action since 2019 coming into the season. 2-2 pitch home. Swing and a miss for strike three. Stower is reaching down and away. Wandison Charles recording a strikeout on his first batter face. Here's Jordan Procession next. 2019 for Charles featured a couple of stops. Played in 13 games in Beloit and Stockton for 18. First pitch to Procession. It's in there for a called strike. And then ended the year with Midland, 9 games. Nothing in 2020, then missed all of 2021. 0-1 outside. One ball and one strike. Procession working, bases clear, one gone in the seventh. Break even. Ripped into right field. That'll drop fair for a base hit. Procession legging it around first base. He'll be cruising towards second. Caleb Weig replays it back into the infield, and a one-out double for Jordan Procession. Just his third of the season. But put it in a perfect spot in the near corner. Only the second extra bagger for the Rough Riders today. Here comes the catcher, Matt Watley. Frisco trailing 6-1 in the seventh on Tuesday afternoon. Just passing the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Happy to have you with us. Happy to be back at Riders Field. Righty-righty from Charles, the pitch. Watley watches it miss high and away, ball one. Boy, Procession burned that one off the bat. Charles has the fastball that we've seen at 96 already. 1-0 pitch. Wave and a miss as Watley out in front of one at 87. And an even count, one ball, one strike. One starting aside from Pittsburgh and St. Louis at 6 or later. 1-1, a swing and a miss. Watley a couple of empty cuts, and he trails the count now. One ball, two strikes. Same thing for the Texas League. Corpus Christi and Springfield will start at 6:35. Everybody aside from Midland and Frisco with afternoon games. Charles, the 1-2 pitch. High fly ball out to shallow left field. Davidson, the shortstop, underneath it, and the sunglasses on, able to make the catch. Had the glove up to try and locate the ball. Just snuck out of the diamond. Out of the infield, should say. Watley pops out for the second out of the seventh. Top of the order to J.P. Martinez next. Frisco has not had guys in scoring position many times today. And they've struggled with runners in scoring position. First pitch, Martinez watches it miss, ball one. J.P. hitless, but he's been aboard one time. Walked in the fourth inning, but a strikeout and a pop-out to him. Josh Stowers back in the fifth, had a two-out base hit and got to second on a hit-by-pitch. 1-0. That misses. Now two balls, no strikes. Matt Watley popped out. Jax Biggers had an RBI chance in the sixth inning, but with two outs. The 2-0. ripped on the ground towards second base. Schumann, a backhand stab, gloves, and throws to first. It got away from Diaz. Procession will come in to score. Martinez to second on a gaff defensively by Midland, and it brings in the second run of the day for the Rough Riders.
Chris, I think that went through Jordan Diaz's glove. I think that straight up went through it. We'll get another look on the stream. But that looked like it went straight through. Yep.
Boy, hard to tell just with the angle what it looked like. Diaz never had a doubt. And he did go to the dugout, Zach, to get a new glove. So he's coming back with a new piece of equipment. That's incredible. It's Martinez at second. Rock Collins had played a clean game defensively up until that.
That's an E3.
That's how it'll go. Crazy. Here's Johnny Ornelas. First pitch runs in for a called strike one. So an unearned run on the line of Wanda St. Charles. His procession came all the way in from second. Next pitch, a chopper left side, off the glove of Harris into left field. Martinez takes a turn at third. Ornelas into second, and he'll be in there standing. Two runs coming in with two outs in the bottom of the seventh, and it's 6-3 Midland. That'll likely go down as an E5, back-to-back errors.
Well, if it does go down as a hit, that's three straight three-hit days for Johnny Ornelas.
That was a weird play by Harris, the third baseman, where he could have maybe just kind of ranged back on it, let it come down. But with the speed of Ornelas, Zach, I think he knew he had to maybe try and go and meet the ball in the air. But that's what drew it off the top of the glove and what resulted it into trickling into left field. Now Justin Foscue next, the first pitch. Popped up. Left side of the infield coming over. Harris, the third baseman, called off by Davidson at short. And he will make the squeeze. So, two runs coming in as they do call it a hit to Ornelas. But one error as J.P. Martinez put one in play. And two runs coming in for the Rough Riders. Three runs for them, all in the last two innings. It's 6-3 Rock Counts, and we'll roll on into the eighth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
Baseball Manager is a nation of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ty Tiedemann back on the bump for Frisco, and he'll face 9-1-2. It's the bottom of the order, Chase Kalibweig, that wears the first pitch in there, taken for a strike, 0-1. 6-3 Midland as we start the eighth. 0-1. Opposite way, ground ball knocked down by the third baseman, Biggers, up and throws to first, but on a couple hops, not in time. Kalibweig has been aboard in every trip to the plate, and it continues to start out the eighth inning. on an 0-1 pitch. Just kind of fought a ground ball to the opposite side of the infield, and Biggers knocked it down. Couldn't get the throw in time to first, so we'll see how they mark that. Top of the order, and Max Schum teed him and gave up a base hit in the seventh. Shows bunt. Pulls it back, but Isaias Barba says it found the zone. It's 0-1. All three balls put in play by Midland in the first inning for Tiedemann. Fly ball to left, center, and right. 0-1 to Schumann. Shows bunt, pokes it foul. Skipped off the bottom of the bat and had some velo to it. Despite 82, it felt like it skipped off hard and ran towards the Riders' dugout. No balls, two strikes. 10 minutes past the 2 o'clock hour in Frisco, and it's been windy. I'm sure it feels great to those that are basking in the sun in the lower bowl. 0-2. Poked in the air to right field. Stowers coming in, and it drops in front of him for a base hit. Back-to-back singles for Midland to start out the eighth as they mark the Calabweig ground ball and infield base hit. Schumann follows it up with a knock of his own, his second of the day. And here's Brett Harris. Super splash day on this Tuesday. So there's kids out at the ballpark at a 12:05 start time. Time called with two aboard. Nobody out in the top of the eighth inning for Tiedemann. Nobody active in either pen. Tomorrow, Texas baseball legends. Series continues at Riders Field. Kevin Menschenhaus, first pitch, a wave and a miss by Harris for strike one. It was a half swing, never really broke the elbows, just kind of turned the hips and the bat followed. 0-1. Harris today, 2-for-4. Couple base hits, came in to score in the fifth. Showed a bunt on the next pitch, pulled it back, but it found the zone. Rockhounds threatening the small ball in the eighth inning. But it puts Harris in a corner. No balls, two strikes. He'll step out. Kevin Mensch going to be joining us. Was drafted by the Rangers in the fourth round in 1999. Can you name that East Coast college? 0-2. Downstairs. Now one ball and two strikes.
Do I get a hint?
Very small state.
New Hampshire? Rhode Island?
You're close.
Connecticut.
The Fighting Blue Hens.
Oh, Delaware.
Delaware.
Yeah.
Kevin Mensch. Tiedemann sets the 1-2 pitch. Ripped in the air down the left field line, and it just lands foul. Hard hit ball that had Schumann and Calabweig both cruising around the bases, but instead it's a foul ball. Keep the count 1-2 to Harris. He was with Texas for five of his first six seasons in the major leagues. He was with Milwaukee a pair of seasons, and then Toronto to end his time in the majors in 2008. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Foscue there from second. Flips to Ornelas for one. Down to first. Double play. 4-6-3 twin killer. Calabweig down to third, but two big outs for the Rough Riders and Ty Tiedemann in the top of the eighth. Well, that looks smooth.
Certainly did. Ground ball right up the middle, and Foscue there in the shift behind the second base bag made it an easy flip, and man, Ornelas is so smooth at short. Makes it look easy.
The tough ones look natural for Johnny Ornelas, the plays that demand a lot of you. First pitch to Logan Davidson, runs outside for ball one.
6 foot one. I mean, he's really long for a shortstop, and he can get to balls that other smaller shortstops might not be able to get to.
1-0. Poked back to the net. It's now one ball, one strike.
And he's leading active players in the league in hitting. And his three straight three-hit games, I mean, he's doing a lot.
What a loaded infield. The Rough Riders pretty much knew that they would have to start the season. And then a guy like Johnny Ornelas to just explode on the scene and say, this is what I can bring to the table. It's been nice. 1-1 to right center field. Stowers in right, charging over towards the alley. But it's Martinez from center that gets there. Gets the glove up to make the catch. Long fly ball for the third out in the eighth inning. Two hits, Make it three total allowed by Tiedemann, but no runs coming in. And a 4-6-3 double play highlights the top of the eighth. Scoreless. We go to the home half. Frisco getting closer. They trail Midland on Tuesday 6-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Sincharo's out of the bullpen. Make way for the right-hander, Michael Danielak. His 18th game of the season. Out from the Midland bullpen to see if he can simmer down. The Frisco offense that has scored three runs in the last two innings. One in the sixth and two in what felt like a bit of a wild seventh. With two outs, J.P. Martinez reached on a throwing error. It scored procession, and then Johnny Ornelas with an RBI double. First pitch to Dustin Harris. That runs in. No balls and a strike. Harris 0 for 2 today with a walk in the sixth inning. He has been robbed offensively. 0-1 outside. One ball and one strike. Had a line to center in the second inning. Austin Beck, the center fielder for the Rockhounds, making his double-A debut. That one felt comfortable. 1-1. What tough strike two call. Harris gives a look back to Isaias Barba. He laced one to center field. And back on the move. Looked like he was calculating it. Knew right when he had a layout. And made a diving catch. Still a diving catch. 1-2. Way inside. And backs Harris off the plate. Counts even. Two balls, two strikes. But then he did the same thing in the fourth. Laced to center field. But instead of where it was right center, more left center. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Danielak coming in and sitting down Harris on strikes. There's one gone in the eighth. So Harris shot a charge out to left center field, back on the move, and a running over-the-shoulder catch in left center field and crashed with the chain link fence that separates the field of play from the video board along the outfield wall and held on to it. Saved a run. First pitch to Blaine Krymacek, swing. A tapper foul up the third baseline, 0-1. Two hard-hit balls by Dustin Harris that could have just as likely fallen in for a base hit or maybe even more. 0-1 to Krim, way outside. Heater at 93 got away from Danielak, and it's 1-1. Blaine Krim today 0-2 with a walk, just the same as Harris was. At 19th appearance for Danielak this season, 1-1. Tapper dead at the dish, and it's now 1-2. 21 strikeouts and 30 and a third for Danielak from Dartmouth. Taken by the A's in the 19th round in 2017. 1-2 pitch. Downstairs, a tough block by McCann. Even count, two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders trailing in the bottom of the eighth. 6-3, being out hit by Midland 12-5.
You know the Dartmouth mascot?
Oh, this is going to be tough. It's, I know they're green. 2-2 pitch. Outside. Three balls, two strikes. Help me out.
You're on the right track.
Oh, is it like the mean green? The
big green.
Big green?
Yep.
Nice. 3-2 pitch. Grimm lets it go outside for ball four. One out walk to the designated hitter, Blaine Grimm, and here comes Jax Biggers. Danielak, the Ivy Leaguer from Arlington Heights, Illinois. Two different teams in 2017 in the athletic system. That included Vermont, the New York Penn League, and Beloit, all of 2018. First pitch. Backs Biggers off the plate from the left side, 1-0. Then two different clubs in 2019 in Beloit and Stockton. That was when the Ports were still the A advanced club. 1-0. Wave and a miss by Biggers. Over top of an 83 off speed, and the count's even 1-1. And Danielak, all of 2021 with the high A Lugnuts in Lansing. Racked up 20 strikeouts, just 5 walks. 1-1 pitch. Biggers showed bunt, but pulled it back. Actually got away from McCann, but Grimm at first base. And a strike. Third baseman Biggers in the middle of the order, batting 6, and he's 0 for 3 today. Rough Riders trailing by 3, would love a base hit. 2-1. Poked in the air over the net. And a jam shot to Biggers. It's now 2-2. And for Danielak, all of this year in Midland, it's been a steady climb up the organizational ladder since 2017. The walks have crept back into the picture. In 2019, two different clubs, 78 Ks, 14 walks. 2-2 ripped into right field over the glove of Schumann for a base hit. Grimm will cruise into second, and Jax Biggers is aboard for the first time on a one-out knock. Two aboard, one gone for Josh Doers. Incredible strikeout to walk numbers by Danielak in 2019. But here in 2022, 21 strikeouts, 13 walks, and is 30 and a third. Talent level is increasing. Wrote a 6-1 record in that 2019 season. Righty-righty matchup to Stowers, the pitch. Just fluttered outside. 80 miles an hour, one ball and no strikes. Go and extend the hit streak for Jax Biggers. Make it 9. 1-0. Tapped foul. Stowers tried to wait back on one that was 79 on the gun. Squibbed it back to the backstop, and it's one ball and one strike.
On top of that hit streak, Biggers has now reached in every game he's played for the Riders this year. All 11 games.
1-1. Outside. Danielak trying the outer edge to Stowers. But it puts him in front now. Two balls and a strike. We were talking big leaguers on the broadcast earlier. Ty Dameron with relation to a big leaguer. 2-1. Back to the net. 2-2. Brian Bohannon. He's actually drafted by the Rangers in the first round. It's his cousin.
Huh.
He's a native of Texas. He's in his 50s now, but played his first couple of seasons with the Rangers. Actually spent some time in Detroit as well. Danielak taking a moment on the mound, working with Stowers. Two balls, two strikes. One gone, two aboard. Stowers the tying run in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch to him. Cracked on the ground towards third. Harris to Schumann. Down to first. And Diaz hauls it in for an inning-ending double play. 5-4-3 as the Hounds throw it around the diamond and squander what could have been a run-scoring opportunity for the Riders in the eighth. They get nothing out of it. And we'll go to the ninth. Frisco trailing the series opener 6-3. And Zach Bigley back on the horn for the final inning. The Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
To the top of the ninth, Rough Riders trailing 6-3 to Midland. Zach Bigley alongside you and Chris Jared as well in the first game of this six-game series. Nick Starr on the mound for Frisco. He's the fifth pitcher turned to by the Rough Riders. And he'll face Jordan Diaz, J.J. Schwartz, and Kyle McCann in the middle third of the order. Starr, the right-hander, who has been very good with that cutter this season. He looks in for his sign. And the right-hander from the stretch, he offers in the first pitch. Just high of the zone with the cutter, and it's one ball and no strikes. The cutter will be in the low 90s. The fastball will be in the mid to upper 90s. 1-0. Ripped and squeezed by Whatley back behind the plate. Ball and a strike to the first baseman, Diaz, who is a homer in this ballgame. Starr's pitch. Fastball rides across the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Starr also features a curveball that he'll throw in the lower 80s. Diaz 2-for-4 with that home run, a single. 1-2. A fly ball into center field. Martinez over to his left. He's got a beat on it. Two-handed squeeze, chest high, one away. J.J. Schwartz now. Two-run single back in the fifth inning. He's 1-for-4. Rough Riders trailing 6-3 to Midland, top of the ninth inning. Midland with a run in the second, 3 in the fifth, and 2 in the sixth to take a 6-0 advantage before the Rough Riders came back with 1 in the sixth and 2 in the seventh. Starr from the stretch, righty-righty. First offering. High and tight. Curveball misses, one ball, no strikes. These two teams will meet up in game 2 of the series tomorrow. Hit foul off the end of the bat, a squibber towards the Midland dugout right side. And it's one ball and one strike. Here in the month of June, we have moved to a 7:05 first pitch time. So no more 6:35 first pitches until September. 1-1. Hit foul back behind home, and it's ball and two strikes. So 7:05 first pitch tomorrow night. We'll have the pregame show for you at 6:50. Zach Kent will make the start. 1-1 record, a 6.69 ERA against Hogan Harris. Will be making his debut at the AA level. 1-2. Fly ball foul right side, and the count still at one ball, two strikes on the DH for Midland. Really excited to see Zach Kent tomorrow night after he poured in a really good start in Wichita. Here's the stretch in the 1-2. A fly ball off the fist out to shallow left center field. Martinez charging on, and he can't catch up to it. It falls in the grass. A base hit for J.J. Schwartz. One out single here in the ninth inning, and Kyle McCann makes his way to the plate. And then Kent ran into some really bad luck in a night where the ball just flew all over the place in Amarillo, allowing 9 runs, 7 earned over 4 innings. 11-10, 5-inning loss for Frisco in a rain-shortened game last week. Pitch to McCann, swing and a miss. Good offering down low and inside, and it's 0-1. Midland catcher
is 1-for-4. One of 13 hits today for Midland. Start from the stretch. Long hold, the 0-1. Down low and inside, skips away from Whatley all the way back to the backstop. And Shores moves up to second. Wild pitch, and it's 1-ball-1-strike. Spike the... A runner at second. One out here in the ninth. 6-3 Midland. Star the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Upstairs of the heater. 1-2. Frisco in danger of falling to .500 for the first time all season with a loss today. The pitch on the way is just high and away. Check swing, and he was able to hold up. It's 2-2. The Rough Riders with the loss would go 2.5 games back of San Antonio. Star with the 2-2. Down low and inside. 3-2-2. Make things even a little bit tougher if San Antonio were to win, and they'd go 3 games up on the Rough Riders, but it's essentially 4 games up because Frisco has to jump them in order to make the playoffs. Stars pitch. Simmers high. 4. A base hit and a walk with 1 out here in the ninth inning, and Marty Bikina makes his way to the plate. Bikina, the right-handed batter against the right-hander Nick Starr. Star ready from the stretch. Pitch home. Hard ground ball up the middle through the wickets of Star. Right to Foskey at second. Steps in the bag for 1. On to first. Got him, double play. A 4 unassisted 3 double play, and Star gets out of it on the first pitch to Bikina. In the top of the ninth, no runs. We go to the home half of the ninth. Riders need 3 to tie and 4 to win it on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom nine, Riders trailing 6-3 in the opener of this six-game series. Jordan Procession leads it off. And the first pitch on the way is driven foul down the right field line. And it's 0-1. Michael Danielak is back out there on the mound, the right-hander who threw in the eighth. Not a couple base runners. We got a double play and one out situation. The pitch slips outside and it's 1-1. So it's Procession, Whatley, and Martinez. 8-9-1 for the Rough Riders here in the ninth.
Danielak from the stretch, the pitch. Fits on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Riders down by 3. They're being out-hit 13-6 in this game by Midland. 1-2. Procession cuts and misses on a pitch down low off the outside corner for strike 3. Second strikeout for Danielak. One out here in the ninth inning, and that brings Matt Watley to the plate. Riders catcher is 0-3. Danielak delivers. Low and outside, and it's 1-0 and no strikes. Rough Riders, as mentioned, in danger of falling to .500 with a loss today. The pitch. A high fly ball deep down the left field line and foul. Had a chance. Home run distance from Watley, but a foul ball, and it's 1-0 and 1-1. The loss would put them at exactly .500 for the first time in a long time since June 11th, 2019. Almost exactly 3 years ago to the date. The pitch. A line drive to right field, and that one drops in for a base hit. Well, Matt Watley goes the opposite way to right. Picks up a single, and that brings Martinez to the plate. Seventh hit today for Frisco.
Well, this ballgame's not out of reach, and that's a great way to turn the lineup back to the top. You've got Martinez, Ornelas, Foscue, guys coming to the plate, and Watley just providing them an opportunity with a base runner. You get one more base runner here, and you bring the tying run to the plate.
First pitch. Inside strike on the upper edge, and it's 0-1. And with Ornelas, as you mentioned, is the top side corner 0-2, a guy who's already homered in this game and doubled. Pitch on the way. Ground ball foul right side off of Bobby Crosby's glove. The manager, or off of his bare hand, I should say. And the dugout, the manager for Midland. 0-2. It's a former big league shortstop right there. Couldn't make the play. 0-2. High. 1-0, 2-0. Former rookie of the year in the American League for the A's back in the day. 1-2. High chopper to second, and it gets past Schumann off the tip of his glove and out into shallow right field. Watley's speeding to third, and he stops right there. So the Rough Riders bring the tying run to the plate here in the ninth on an error by Max Schumann, a ball that probably couldn't have been a double play with how softly it was hit, but surely would have been at least one out. It was a chopper out to second. Schumann came charging up on it and then brought the glove down with the ball, and it went off the tip of his glove.
Yeah, and that was about mid-chop towards Schumann on the bounce, and he knew he had to try and cut it off before it bounced. That's a tough play to make.
So runners at the corners for Ornelas. The pitch. Strike with a breaking ball in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Ornelas collecting 3 more hits in this ballgame. That's now his 12th game this year with at least 3 hits. The pitch. Martinez takes off low and away. No throw. A stolen base for J.P. Martinez. That's his 21st this year. And it's 1-1 on Ornelas. A base hit could make it a one-run game, especially with Martinez blazing speed at second base. 1-1. Check swing. A strike in the outside corner at 93 with a fastball. And it's 1-2. Big spot for Johnny. Justin Foscue's on deck. And time called, Ornelas steps out. It would be their largest comeback of the season. Their largest comeback, 3 runs. They trailed at 1 point by 6. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a pitch off the outside corner with a breaking ball. And Ornelas strikes out. Third strikeout for Danielak, and there are 2 outs, and here's Justin Foscue. Foscue 0-4. Stands in from the right side. Righty-righty. The pitch. A high fly ball into left field. Down the line. Bikina in. He's under it, makes the catch, and that's the ball game. Riders drop it in the opener by a final score of 6-3. And they'll be back at it again tomorrow. 7:05 first pitch with Zach Kent on the hill. But the Rough Riders are now at 500, 29-29. Chris Jarrett has the postgame show when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Tough loss for the Rough Riders on the Tuesday series opener to fall to 500 as they drop this Tuesday game 6-3, the final score. Plenty of chances for Frisco, but they go scoreless in the 8th and 9th with RBI chances in both of the innings. Had the tying run at the plate, but couldn't get anything out of it. And now Frisco 29-29 on the season. Offensively powered by three hits for Johnny Ornelas. He goes 3-for-5, but struck out twice. Give him two RBIs, though, as he was able to pick up his seventh homer of the season. And then also a base hit by each of the bottom four hitters. One for Jax Biggers, Josh Stowers with one, Jordan Procession with a double, Matt Watley with a base hit. So able to see some production by the bottom of the order, but Frisco just gave up some big ones. They gave up three in the fifth, two in the sixth, and that was the difference overall as the Rough Riders go 1-for-9. With runners in scoring position. Tim Brennan gets the loss despite only one earned run in 3 2/3 on four hits. No walks, four strikeouts. His first loss of the season, and that ERA not doubling but now above one at a 1.20, entered today at an 0.79. Grant Wolfram needed for an inning. He strikes out two in one frame but gave up two earned. Three total on one hit. Seth Nordlund with an inning and a third. One walk, one strikeout. Gave up four hits, recording four outs. Ty Tiedemann, two scoreless innings despite three hits. No walks, no Ks. And then Nick Starr giving up a hit, but strikeouts as well for Starr. And speaking of Starr, you're looking at Ty Dameron. Gets his second win of the season. Strikes out four in six innings. Only gave up one earned run on three hits. He did walk three. But six innings, only giving up an earned run. That'll do the ERA a lot of favors. And the quality start for Dameron, getting him his second win of the season. Wanda St. Charles pitched an inning, gave up two unearned runs on two hits. Strikeout, and the ERA jumping to a 10.50 now for Charles. And then Michael Danielak picking up his first save of the season. Two innings. The Rough Riders trailed by three. He came in and shut him down in the eighth and the ninth with three strikeouts and a walk. No runs on two hits allowed. Pretty quick ball game. We played it at 2 hours, 34 minutes today in front of a crowd of 3,476 at Riders Field. We'll go ahead and step aside, take a trip around the Texas League and set the stage for you in games to expect tonight and take a look at tomorrow's starting pitching matchup. We'll close the broadcast next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in
2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders with the loss on Tuesday, 9 on the season. Take a look to tomorrow. Zach Kent, the right-hander, coming off his best start of the season. 1-1 on the year and a 6.69 earned run average. Kent making start number 10 tomorrow for Frisco. Last time out, I should say two times ago in Wichita, it was his best start of the season. 9 strikeouts in 7 innings. Gave up 1 earned run on 4 hits, no walks. But the last time out for Kent in Amarillo, gave up 7 earned, 9 runs total on 10 hits in 4 innings. 4 Ks and 1 walk. The Sod Poodles got him on June 9th, so he's looking to bounce back strong. He faced Midland back on April 26th. It was, for Kent, just the second start of the season. Gave up 3 earned on 6 hits, 3 strikeouts, and 2 2/3. His mound opponent tomorrow, a third-rounder out of Louisiana Lafayette, Hogan Harris, was taken by Oakland in 2018, again in the third round. And he started the season with Lansing and is set to make his Double-A debut in his Wednesday night start tomorrow. The last time out for him, it was for the Lugnuts against West Michigan. He struck out 3 in 3 innings, scoreless. Harris has not allowed an earned run since the beginning of the season when the Lugnuts faced Fort Wayne at home. He gave up 2 earned runs in 1 inning. Since then, he has been absolutely shut out and dominant for the Athletics organization. So they're excited about Harris making his Double-A debut tomorrow, and it should be a good one as the Rough Riders really in desperate need to try to get back in a bit of a winning groove, and we'll see if they can improve that home record this season that now slides after today's loss to 13-15. Rockhounds take the first game. We'll be on the air tomorrow just prior to the top of the 7 o'clock hour with a 10-minute countdown starting right around 6:50, and then we'll be 6:45, should say, and then we'll be on the air at 6:55 with the pregame show. Zach Bigley will be with us, and we'll have all the action, starting lineups, and action to expect around the Texas League. Speaking of which, taking a look at the series starting tonight across the Texas League, Springfield and Corpus Christi starting at 6:35. Wichita and Tulsa in the north in the Texas League. Amarillo, San Antonio, will have our eyes on that one as well with playoff implications on the line. Needing the Missions to drop some games at the Wolf this week to the Soddies that have been playing good baseball lately. And then a showdown of Arkansas clubs in Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas with a 7:05 start time between the Naturals and the Travelers. That the series to expect this week. Midland taking the first game today, 6-3, our final score one last time. Big thanks to you if you caught any of Rough Riders baseball today. We'll talk to you tomorrow for game 2 on the pregame show starting at 6:45 with a 10-minute countdown. Until next time, folks, have a great rest of your Tuesday night. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and as always, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.